bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, you can enjoy Free Talk Live on the house. They charge you for their sites. I think you'll find that there's more for free on our site than they likely charge you for. But see for yourself over at freetalklive.com. And joining you this evening is Ian.
Wayne.
And Mark.
So, guys, I just got back about an hour ago from Weir, New Hampshire.
Aren't you the state trotting activist?
I am, and I do enjoy getting out and doing activism. That's why I moved to New Hampshire, so I could do more activism. I moved here as part of the Free State Project, as did both of you, back about four-plus years ago, four-and-a-half, I think, years at this point. And went out today with a group of folks that some have been here maybe a month, some have been here maybe, you know, more longer than I have. We went out to the Weir Police Department, and actually we did something similar last year, probably about 13 months ago. Now, the reason why we went to Weir, it's just a little town, probably about an hour outside of Keene. The reason why we went to Weir is because the cops there have been particularly unpleasant.
Yeah.
Toward liberty activists and the people in the area as well.
Well, transparency, openness, you know, the people that pay their paychecks, the idea that it doesn't even have to be activists for liberty. Anybody who wants to film the police should be able to do so. These are public servants on public land doing the public's work.
Supposedly. And at least that's what the pitch is.
And if they've got nothing to hide, then what are they worried about?
Good question, Wayne. So we wanted to go there today with the intention of getting to talk to these guys because some activists have been trying to hold them accountable for what's been going on up there in that the Weir police have been arresting activists for using video cameras in public. Using video cameras to record their officers has resulted in three people being arrested over the last couple of years in Weir. Now, two of them, one of them was Carla. She is one of the ladies that does She Talk Live here on every other Sunday.
Also the president of the Free State Project.
Now the president of the Free State Project as of the last few months. She was arrested in Weir for using a video camera. They ended up dropping her charges. They still have her camera.
And this is stunning in New Hampshire, the idea that an activist would be arrested for using a camera.
No, it's not. It's happened before.
It's happened before, but it's, you know, it just about anywhere, this is what happens. When activists get together, they have cameras, they record whatever public officials they deal with. You're talking about a pretty rare occurrence.
You mean of activists getting arrested?
Yes.
Well, sure. I mean, most of the time it doesn't occur, but it's not rare as far as how often it's happened. I mean, it certainly didn't happen down in Florida because nobody was using their cameras in any sort of activism manner. But, yeah, I mean, if you put a camera in police's face and they're not used to dealing with it, there's a good chance they're going to arrest
you. I did say New Hampshire, and here in New Hampshire, they're much more used to dealing with it.
I guess it just depends on where you go, because here in Keene, they're pretty used to dealing with it, but back 4 or 5 years ago, before right around when we got here, they weren't used to that.
Yeah, well, I am talking about today.
And in Weir, maybe they're just not, I don't know, I don't know what they're thinking, because clearly it's not working out for them. They've arrested three people. Two of them, I think, were on the same night, Carla and then Will Kostrick, who was the guy that kind of made a stir a couple of years ago back in the 2008 presidential campaign for open carrying in the vicinity of, I think it was Obama, who was visiting at that time. And he was one of the guys arrested for using a video camera, again, in public to record the police. They dropped his charge, and we're talking about felony wiretapping charges. They ended up dropping his charge as well, yet they still have his camera. And the reason? They're claiming it's because they're continuing an investigation. But they haven't charged him with anything.
How convenient.
It's been well over a year, I believe, at this point, since he was originally arrested. But then
I'd just like to keep that sword of Damocles hanging over activists' heads.
Well, no, he's not out on any kind
That's
of bail.
Continued.
No. If I didn't make it clear, they dropped his charge.
Right, but they're still holding his property, so
correct.
They still are holding the sword over him.
Well, that's not really sure, they could always come back and charge you with anything they want to any time, so if you want to look at that as a sword. But it's not like a suspended sentence or a probation or anything like that. It's not that level of a sword. They're just holding on to his stuff. And this is one of the things that they can do, because, well, you know, they're in charge, and they own us, and they'll do whatever they want. But it's not just those two. It's also another guy, a guy from AdventuresInTheFreeState.com, Bill, Biker Bill. He was arrested as well for using a video camera. And I don't recall the exact circumstances. He's not here with us right now, but it was just absolutely ludicrous also. And so he's actually currently facing felony charges. They have yet to drop his charges. He was there today out at Weir Police. Another activist has been trying to get the Weir Police to respond to inquiries, to actually talk about what it is that they're doing, to comment, to answer questions. And the police chief has absolutely zero interest in talking to these individuals. So today, the activism was called out in front of the police department for the purpose of drawing attention to this, drawing attention to the fact that these police refuse any level of accountability. They won't answer questions. They won't talk to people.
Well, does that town have a mayor or a board of selectmen?
I believe it's a town, so selectmen.
Okay, so I would suggest people go out there during a selectman meeting, maybe go to the selectman meeting and take it up there.
Yep, there was some talk about that. In fact, there's going to be some really good evidence today that they'll be able to take with them to the selectman meeting. Because we were out there for 2 hours. It started up at about 3 o'clock this afternoon, wrapped up at about 5:20 or so, 5:30. And during that time, there were a few noteworthy things that occurred. Number one, when we arrived, we discovered that the police department was conveniently closed for the day.
Closed.
Hmm.
They closed the police department.
That's right.
Weekday.
There was a sign up on the door. Now, this is a day. They have different hours throughout the week. Today, normally on a Wednesday, the police department should be open until 7:30 at night. And they were temporarily closed, the sign on the door said. It gave a phone number, which was a different number from the normal police department number, and suggested that people who needed the assistance of an officer should call that number, and one would be, sent out to the location at which they needed the assistance. And so I decided to go ahead and give them a call. I used a different number, though. I used the actual business line for the Weir Police Department. I didn't know what number they put on the door. So I looked it up, and I found out what their regular number was. I called it up. Somebody answered. And by the way, we noticed that there was on the police department windows, there were blinds.
Yeah. And blinds are closed, and there's cars parked out back.
The blinds were closed. There were cars parked out back. And the blinds
rising from the chimney.
I don't know what you call these blinds. We've got them in the studio. They're like horizontal blinds.
These are mini blinds.
Mini blinds.
Sounds like YouTube-a-phobia to me.
Well, right. And so one of the little slats in the mini blinds was moved on one of the blinds. All of the rest of them were completely closed. But one of them...
You're still out there, Martha.
Right. A slat was open as I'm calling the police department up. And so secretary or whoever it is answers the phone, and I basically, this is all, by the way, there are cameras everywhere, so people got footage of this stuff. Anyway, so I'm on the phone with this police bureaucrat, and I say, can we get an officer out here? I'm at the police department. Oh, yeah, sure. What's this in regards to? Well, I've got some people out here that have some questions. Some individuals have some questions. Oh, and what are the questions about? And I kind of basically told her, well, there are people out here with questions. She repeated her question, and I told her, well, there are lots of different questions, so please send an officer out. She said, okay, I'll pass that information on. And so, now, I knew they weren't going to come, right? But just figured I'd call for the heck of it. I mean, I am the supposed individual here who's supposed to be the master. They're supposed to be the servant. I'm the one who's paying their salaries through paying tax dollars in the property taxes. And half an hour transpires, and no one has shown up. So I called back. And by the way, within that period of time, that slat I was telling you about on the window and the blinds disappeared. So then the blinds were complete again. So obviously somebody was looking out through through the slat. Clearly there are people in the office.
They got cameras.
Yeah.
I ain't going out there.
So I called them back. It had been a half an hour, and so I wanted to know. I asked them essentially,
"Where's my cop?
How long does this take?"
Don't I 30 minutes or less, or I get my cop for free?
What is the average
supposed to happen here?
Right. What is the average response time for
Apple Pie with that?
What is the average response time for a police call? And she says, "Well, it depends on what the call's about."
And good answer.
Yeah, right. It's a great dodge. And I expected something like that. And so we'll come back and tell you the rest of the story here. There's a lot more to it. At 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We may end up hearing from Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. Hopefully I invited him to give a call in, but then again, he's out in the woods, so who knows if he's got the cell phone reception
right
now.
You can tell us about the pizza.
We'll tell you about the pizza. We'll tell you who bought it for us. as well. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today, and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. GridNews.net. Get your free food shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have there on the site totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including archives. If you've missed a moment of the program, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. And if you click into the archives section, it'll take you all the way back to late 2006. It's all totally free at freetalklive.com.
Wayne, what's gold and silver at today?
Gold hit about 1530, and silver is on its march back up. It's somewhere
4836 is what I got it at. You know, folks, gold and silver, volatile. It's moving up, and we've been recommending to get it. I'm still recommending it. I believe it's going to continue to go up. Some experts say as high as $200. Admittedly, that seems like a dizzying height to me, but I can't present any proof otherwise. They keep on printing dollars, so
there's no way out for them at this point, because their buddies, the big banks, if they allow deflation to happen, the big banks all go under overnight. So the only way they can really keep their friends in high places solvent, or give the illusion of so, is to keep inflating. And the dollar is really going down more so than gold and silver going up.
Also, AMPEX is what, offering $3 over spot for silver eagles or something like that?
Yes. And
that's a desperate move.
Yeah, it is. It means they can't get any supply.
Let's make it clear what happened. AMPEX, which is AMPMEX, I guess the American Precious Metals Exchange, a fairly popular organization to buy silver and gold from what I understand. They sent out an email to their customer list. So to everybody that's bought from this company, as I understand it, I was forwarded the email. I have not purchased from them myself, but I was forwarded this email, and it says, "Dear customer name, due to the recent incredible demand for gold and silver bullion products, AMPMEX would like to offer you an exclusive opportunity to lock in your prices and sell us some of your U.S. Mint collection. It's a limited-time offer, and it is first come, first served until you have secured enough U.S. Mint bullion products to meet our current demand." So they're saying it right there. Look, we don't have enough inventory. We, who are the dealer, we, who are this big-name precious metals dealer, do not have the inventory to satisfy what it is that people are ordering from us. We need you, loyal customer, to please sell us your silver. Don't hold it and hope that it's going to keep going up. Please, just go ahead. You're desperate for cash now. Go ahead, cash it in. Sell it back to us.
And what was the premium over spot for gold?
It was $38
over spot. Over spot for gold eagles. I mean, that's incredible. And the old timers in the business are saying they've never seen this before, even in the 70s.
Is that right?
Never heard of it. I mean, this is
that's how. And all the other dealers are saying the same thing that I've been reading about, that they have trouble getting supply right now. And so even when the silver and gold price gets whacked down for a few days by the paper shorts on the COMEX, the price, the actual street price of bullion is not really budging because the premiums go up.
Yeah, forgo the luxuries in your life, people. Forgo them. Use the money and buy gold and silver.
There was a little bit of a correction yesterday, and it just marched right back up today. The corrections are real small now. If you look at
how I keep hoping it's going to drop back down. But
right, I want
like
it to drop. I want. Please bring gold back down. Bring silver back down to $35.
Yeah.
It's not going there, people. It's not.
But even if there was a correction temporarily, it doesn't really mean much in the long term. The long-term trend is up, and change your dollars into something real.
Wasn't there news just recently about China dropping two-thirds of their dollar holdings? Is that true?
They announced they're going to.
Yeah.
And they're buying gold and silver.
Why would you announce that, though? I mean, it's before you sold it?
But they've been doing it anyway in the background, but I think they're just trying to light a fire under the U.S. Treasury to stop inflating.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll tell you what. You can go to silver.freetalklive.com, and you can order gold and silver through that link. It's from our friends over at Midas Resources. That's the company that helps syndicate this program on the 95 great radio stations that we're on, plus XM. So, again, you can go to silver.freetalklive.com, get yourself some silver there. As we go to your phone calls, I'll tell you more about what happened with the police protest today, some interesting twists to that story to come. But first, let's talk to Jim listening in Charleston. Jim, how are you listening to the show tonight?
I'm listening on the internet.
Oh, okay. Very good, sir. So what's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about Gary Johnson. Did you guys see him on Freedom Watch the other night?
I did not see him on Freedom Watch. We've had him on the show a couple of times, so.
Yeah, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but he came out in favor of Guantanamo.
Oh, dear.
Not pleasant.
That's not good.
You know, I understand where you're coming from, and it's going to be difficult to find that perfect freedom candidate.
Ron Paul sounds better already. I think I'm backing Ron Paul on this one.
Well, how are you going to like Ron Paul if you're a Mexican trying to come across the border? He wants to build a big border fence.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people got real problems with...
I've never heard him say anything about a border fence.
My God, did you hear his campaign ads in 2008 running here in New Hampshire? They were disgusting.
You know, I think I wonder how much of that with Gary Johnson and Ron Paul has to do with appealing to the Republican base, so to speak.
Yeah,
even though it's not really totally honest, 100%, and we want someone to be totally transparent and honest,
I
think
that
still politicians have to appeal to their base. Because if you look at Rand Paul, for example, he sounds very libertarian. I haven't really heard him say much off of principle since he's been a senator.
Right. I like Senator Rand Paul better than the candidate Rand Paul.
Yeah, me
Jim,
too.
Thanks for the heads up on that. Anything else you want to share tonight? Your thoughts?
No, that's it. I didn't see anybody talking about it on Lou Rockwell or anywhere else, so I just wanted to throw it out there.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, it should be interesting to see between Ron Paul and Gary Johnson, will the two of them being in the same race result in more radicalism as far as the message of liberty is concerned, or more muted, moderated message of liberty?
I can't, politics is an ugly game. I mean, it really is.
Yes,
I don't find it pleasant at all. What I do like about the national political scene is, regardless of what parts of the Ron Paul campaign I disagreed with, and I'll admit, they're only a small percentage compared to the large parts that I agreed with, look what Ron Paul did for the liberty movement in 2008. Essentially, the Tea Party was created by Ron Paul. I mean, but his presence, not him actually doing it.
Not that that means anything. The Tea Party hasn't done anything except promote a bunch of Republican candidates.
Initially, it did.
Care about freedom.
Initially, it did, but then the Republicans
co-opted it. Doesn't mean anything, though.
Shook the Republican base. It changed. It turned the party to some extent. Revolutions aren't pretty easy.
I'll take your word for it, Mark. I'm not in the party, so I wouldn't know. Are you?
Yeah, am I a registered Republican?
But
yeah.
Do you get active in the party?
I to some extent, I went to the state Republican convention a couple of months ago.
Let's go to Aaron listening in Ohio. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Aaron in Ohio.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, yeah, I remember. I wanted to know if you guys have heard about a topic I wanted to talk about. If you guys have heard about the hacking of the PlayStation Network account and how people, like Sony's had to shut it down because of this hacking, and some people have had their personal and credit card information stolen from their accounts, I wonder if you guys have heard about this.
Yeah, I saw something in the news about it, but I didn't look deeply into it. What are your thoughts?
I was just curious what you guys might think about. I was thinking about if you guys use PlayStation Network or not or anything like that.
I think I created an account there a long time ago. I don't know. Maybe they got my credit card number.
I've always just played the games as I bought them.
What can you do, right? I mean, cancel your credit card if they stole your number and get another number. And I don't know. What can you do about that? Things get hacked, and it's nice when companies pay attention and they don't leave back doors open. But S happens. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendovite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump-outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site free. We've got the bulletin board system there. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate.
It should be a riveting debate, as a matter of fact. Stefan Molyneux and Wes Bertrand and I will be discussing the morality of voting.
Get your tickets, folks. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a whole bunch more to do. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November. But you need to reserve your berth now. There are still some rooms left. You can go to cruise.freetalklive.com. The price is variable at this point. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. So today we're out at the Weir Police Department. I was out at the Weir Police Department. You guys weren't out there. So there were probably at least two dozen other people, maybe three dozen. Not real good at estimating, and I didn't take the time to count, but there were
a
lot of
people. That's a good turnout.
Oh, yeah. For the middle of nowhere, I mean, this is essentially the woods in New Hampshire. Maybe 3,000 people live in this town. I'm not real sure. It's not very large. And so we're there at the police department because the Weir PD refuses to even come close to allowing itself to have any level of transparency or accountability, in that they have tried to crack down and arrest people for using video cameras, using them by recording so-called public officials. And they've arrested three people for that. They've dropped charges on two of them. One of them is still facing felony wiretapping charges.
Which is a bogus charge, by the way.
It totally is, because as long as you've got your camera out and people know that you're recording, it's not, you're not doing it secretively. It's not a
wiretapping was designed for the telephone anyway.
As I understand it, yeah. Yeah, but they've kind of expanded since then into just the interception of any oral communication without the knowledge of the other participant. But if you're standing in front of somebody with a video camera, it should be common knowledge that
no wiretap there.
Yeah, that there's a good chance that that person is being recorded. So, Michael Garcia is one of the activists here in the Keene area, and he kind of, for whatever reason, even though he doesn't live there, has really taken an interest in this, in holding these police accountable, and I think that's great. He put together this event today and invited a bunch of people out, and people came from Manchester and Keene and Concord and, of course, the Weir area as well. And as I said, dozens of people out there, people holding signs and flags, and one sign said, "We will record you," or "We will record," I think. And so there were other relevant signs, and then Rob, one of these guys from the, I guess he lives at the Domes, he came out with a bunch of food and brought out a barbecue pit.
Rob's awesome.
And yeah, it was awesome. He just set up this spread of like grilled pineapple and watermelon.
You're making me hungry.
And yeah, he had this big salad out there and everything. It was just like, we had a blast. And of course, we're right in front of the sign that says fire permit needed or something like that. There's one of those, you know, in small towns, they always have these fire signs, and so there's one of these permit signs right there, and so folks brought over this little hibachi or whatever it was. I'm not sure what you described. It was like kind of, I don't know. It's like, it wasn't really a hibachi. It was just kind of this pit thing that was mobile. Anyway, so they put it down right in front of that sign for kind of a photo op, and even though there was illegal burning going on, the police wouldn't come out. And even though I called the police and asked them to send an officer out so we could talk to them, they wouldn't come out. So I called the police back after a half an hour of waiting for their officer to arrive and asked, well, how long does this normally take for somebody to respond? And she says, well, it depends on what the call's about. I said, well, this is an informational call, so how long would one normally have to wait for an informational call? She says, she didn't have an answer for me. I said, I thought it mattered what the kind of call was as to how long it would take for an officer to get here. So she didn't actually have an answer at any point for how long the average call takes. She was just trying to dodge having to answer a question. So I asked who the officer in charge was. She told me it was a Lieutenant Carney, and I asked what his first name was, and she got kind of quiet, didn't want to answer that question, and basically stonewalled me at that point and refused to identify the so-called public servants, refused to give me his full name. She hung up on me, of course, and so I called back, and
the police station hangs up on somebody.
Multiple times. I was hung up on multiple times.
This is crazy.
Because I'm just trying to get the man's name. I just want to get the name of the man who's in charge of the shift. And I asked if your supervisor, Lieutenant Carney, the man who they would have us believe his first name is Lieutenant, where is he right now? She says she's not at authority to, or no, excuse me, what did she say? She said she, to that question, she essentially refused to answer. She said that she couldn't tell me where he was. And I asked if he was working, and she couldn't give me that information either, and just completely stonewalled me at that point. And this was, and by the way, I'm summing up a few different phone calls here into this discussion, because I don't remember which one said, she said what at which call, because I called after half an hour, and then I called after an hour. And, of course, at no point did any police officer show up at this facility.
Having a barbecue out front of their place.
That's correct.
A permit.
Right, and some marijuana, of course, was smoked at 420 out in front of the police station.
Lawlessness.
As well.
Absolute lawlessness.
So, yeah, it was a great time, and it was really a step up from last year. I was a little skeptical going into this, because last year I was at a similar protest that occurred at the same department about 13 months ago. So it was a little colder out, the one that I went to, and there were probably a dozen plus people, so the turnout was at least twice as large this time. And having more people there and having more minds kind of working together on the issue really brings out different aspects that otherwise wouldn't have been present. Like the food aspect was there this time, kind of the barbecue, the cookout aspect. That wasn't there last time. It was just people waiting inside the lobby. The department didn't know enough to shut down the last time we were there, so we just were standing in the lobby. It was hot in there, and they were ignoring us. So for the most part, there wasn't much to talk about at the last one, because they did effectively ignore us. And even though they attempted to ignore us this time, they didn't get away with it quite as easily. We had a great time. The weather was perfect.
There was a party out front of their house.
Yeah, we had a party out in front of the police department on the side of the road. We waved signs. We got a lot of honks and waves from people driving by. And it was a great day. Unfortunately, they didn't come out and talk at any point. They didn't want to answer any questions. Then at one point, a truck pulls into the parking lot. Guy gets out holding four pizzas, four boxes full of pizza. And he comes up. Walks up to the crowd of people, and Wayne, we do have the box, the pizza box in here. I'll hold it closer to the cam in a little bit here at cam.freetalklive.com. But the pizza boxes say, Porky Pig Special, compliments of your friends at Weir PD.
Now, one thing, this is...
Each box, this was written on each box.
What this says to me is, you know, here's some cops that are putting words in your mouths. You know, like they're saying that you're calling them pigs. And we on Free Talk Live, if we wanted to call cops pigs, we could call cops pigs every single night. We don't do that.
That's right. We don't, because we know that there are cops who aren't.
Right. And name calling doesn't make any sense anyway. What I mean, obviously, cops are not pigs. Pigs are pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Cops are people.
Trying to do their job the way they've been trained, mm-hmm. and sometimes they're a little misguided, and sometimes they're right on point.
Yeah, you know, I think that most of the time they follow the orders they're given, and sometimes those orders are good, and sometimes those orders are bad. And when those orders are bad, I, as a citizen, or whatever, am going to stand up and say, I think that's bad. And I want to be treated with respect. I don't want words put in my mouth. I don't want to be, you know, turned into some dirty patchouli hippie wearing hippie who's saying, "Ah, you pig!" No, yeah. I didn't do that. That is not the level of discourse that we're dealing with here. Now, hey, by the way, thanks for the pizza.
Oh, hey, it was great, by the way.
Maybe the people at the pizza place just embellished a little bit and put Porky Pig on there.
Nope. I'll tell you more about it. We did actually go and talk to the folks at the pizza place. So this guy gets out of his truck, and he's carrying four pies. He walks up to the group of people there and says something to the effect of, these pizzas, is there anybody named Ian Freeman here? And then he used my other name as well, which is the name that's on my cell phone. And so it had to be the police that had ordered these things. I'll tell you more about what happened here in a moment, and we'll show the cam at cam.freetalklive.com. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Nothing.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find the free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free?
It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
By the way, if you want to help support the show, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com, get a list of things you can do to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to do that. That's promote.freetalklive.com.
It's the shirt that you use most. It's the white dress shirt. Guys, you know you need white dress shirts, and it's hard to find one at a good price that's made of quality materials that won't just fall apart on you, that fits. And fit is so important, because if you have to walk around all day with your sleeve just a little too short and it doesn't show out of the jacket right, and man, it doesn't make you feel good, and it's that confidence that allows you to do your job well.
That's right. You don't want to feel like a bozo when you go into a business meeting.
Yep. 1995. Paul Frederick will get you your shirt in athletic. That means, you know, if you want it to be kind of thick around the midsection and then thin around the waist, or trim where you want it just sort of thin all the way down, or big where you want it kind of bigger all the way down, tall where you need it longer. Everybody needs something different. Ian, you're going to need something that's both trim and tall at the same time. You can get it at $19.95 at 1995shirt.com and free monogramming. Use promo code TUCK, T-U-C-K, at 1995shirt.com.
All right, we'll continue the police station protest story, where the twist has been thus far that the officers apparently, while they refused to actually meet with any of the activists, ordered us pizza.
Yay, delicious pizza.
Very interesting twist. And it was kind of a self-deprecating pizza as well, calling it Porky Pig Pizza, I think is what it was. Porky Pig Special. It says actually on the box, compliments of your friends at the Weir Police Department. So we'll get back to the rest of that story in a moment. Allie is on the line listening in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live, Allie.
Hey, guys, they didn't put ham on that pizza, did they?
Actually, it had bacon on it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was actually calling because I was listening to the show from last night, and I think you, Ian, you were saying that you were excited about the e-cigarettes coming out with, like, a marijuana version, and I was just calling because I was actually at the bar a couple weekends ago, and this guy had, like, what looked just like an e-cigarette, and my friend passed it to me, and she was like, hey, this is, like, I know it looks like an e-cigarette, but it's actually weed. And I was like, really? And she was like, yeah, it's like a little vaporizer, but no one's going to mess with us because it's actually, because it looks so much like an e-cigarette. So,
That's
like I tried it and yeah, it was like a little like sophisticated, vaporizer. Basically it looked just like an e-cigarette. So,
was it actually a weed that was in this? Because in the e-cigarettes, it's not tobacco. It's just a nicotine solution. This was actually plant material that was in it.
Yeah, this is basically like a sneaky little way to smoke weed in public and have them think it's just a new cigarette.
Nice. I knew that there were portable vaporizers out there, but I didn't realize they'd gotten that small yet, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it lights up at the end just like the e-cigarettes
like
do.
Very cool. I'd like to learn more about that.
I'll bet you will be learning more about
that. That's pretty awesome.
Great. Thanks for the heads up.
The weed smokers blow it for all the e-cigarette vapors out there.
So what else did you want to share tonight, Allie? Anything else in your mind?
Actually, I had a question about, I started listening, I think it was last year when you guys were talking about the Topless Tuesday events.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask if, because obviously that sort of is dependent on, it being nice outside. I was wondering if they're going to do that again this year.
I don't know. Topless Tuesday kind of died off. I mean, not to say that it couldn't come back if somebody wanted to do something like that, but it kind of was started up by Rich Paul. And
there's a certain air of lechery that floats around Topless Tuesday, and you can see why it isn't exactly a feminist movement.
Well, I mean, it was men and women that showed up at Topless Tuesday, and there was some photos taken, and I think it was a good event at the time that it happened, and it didn't keep going. It kind of died off fairly quickly. So would there be an interest in reviving it? I don't know. You'd have to talk to some of the ladies up here.
Okay. Well, I do plan on moving to New Hampshire, so I think, I don't know, when I heard about that, I was like, wait, what? What is this? And then when I realized what it was, I was like, that's amazing. Like, I wouldn't think that they would have something like that in New England. It's really awesome.
Things are a little different up in New Hampshire and Vermont. I mean, over in Vermont, it's completely... Portland, Maine?
Yes.
Do they do like a naked bike ride or something?
They do something like that there, as I understand it.
Yeah. So northern New England, I guess, not so uppity about people being naked. It's completely legal in Vermont, from what I understand, and I don't know about full nudity in New Hampshire, but
frontal nudity is not a big deal.
Topless is apparently not illegal.
Not illegal.
They arrested Cassidy for doing it a couple of years ago, but then they actually turned
an apology.
Right, with an apology, and you never hear police departments apologizing for getting something wrong, which is really all the Weir PD has to do, is they just have to apologize and drop the charges against Bill Alleman for using a video camera. But that's one of the things with government is they just don't feel like they have to say they're sorry. They're going to get your money whether they apologize or not.
I don't know. Pizza's pretty good. Pretty good peace pipe.
Well, we gave them flowers, too. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Allie, thanks for the call. Look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire. When are you making the move?
Well, it depends on when we get a pork fest. I'm trying to get my boyfriend to sort of, be into the idea as much as I am. But
wow, that's interesting.
It's dependent on that. Yeah,
usually it's the reverse. Usually it's the boyfriend attempting to get the girlfriend interested. So
we're a little different.
If you could bring him up to Porkfest, I would think that might make the sale because it's a pretty awesome event and it's a group of great people. So thanks. Look forward to seeing you.
Okay,
thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. And speaking of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it's actually coming up here in a matter of weeks, June 20th through the 26th. It's going to be all week long. People will be camping out Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Incredible opportunity to get to spend time with some of the people you hear about here. Some of the folks that were out at this protest today, I think most of them will probably be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. All kinds of interesting personalities and people and families. And so there's everything from adult kind of theme parties to family fun events. The Agora Alley is happening as well, where people are selling things without asking the government's permission, and you can go to porkfest.com to learn more. PORCFEST.com. Get registered, get on up here. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival of 2011. Porkfest.com. You can use our coupon code, which is Free Talk Live with no spaces. Use our coupon code to save 20%. So go to porkfest.com, and our code is Free Talk Live, again with no spaces. So was out at the police department today. It was a good protest, about maybe 36 people out there enjoying the sunlight. It was a beautiful day, perfect temperature up here in New Hampshire, and it's a great day to be on the side of the road waving and smiling at people, and got a lot of positive response from folks. The police completely ignored us. They pretended like they weren't there, even though we saw the blinds in the window actually move a few times, with one of the blinds kind of being raised up for a while.
You had the police hiding in the station.
Well, this is interesting, isn't it? This kind of things have changed a little bit over the last couple of years. Just recently, we were at the trial for Weta Claus, where they had undercover officers who were running away from us. They were pulling their coats over their heads. They were being protected by one of their buddies. They were trying to keep the cameras away from these undercover cops. And so you saw these cops just scurrying and running, and now they're trying to avoid us. They're not even coming near their own offices when we have a protest out in front of us. It's kind of an interesting change in the way they're behaving. But then they sent pizzas out. So this guy shows up, says he's got pizzas for Ian Freeman. And, of course, it was my name that came up because I was the one who'd called into the police department. So they had my name. And, of course, you know, we took the pizzas, and he said it was from the Weir Police Association, which would presumably be the officers of the Weir PD who come together for, like, a little boys club or whatever where they...
Yeah, probably. No, it's probably their union.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. It's their club, basically. And so we took the pizzas, and obviously there was quite a bit of surprise about that, and the delivery man made his way out, and folks... some folks ate the pizzas, some didn't. And then down the road a little bit, we went to the pizza place. The town is so small, there are only two places that serve pizza. And one of those two places is a place that has been regularly harassed by the police. So we figured it wasn't them. We went to the other place and walked in. And of course, didn't have any cameras out or anything like that. Just walked in friendly and said to the folks behind the counter, yeah, I just enjoyed this delicious pizza, and I was wondering if it came from here. And of course, we brought the box in to show to them. And they admitted that it had indeed come from there, and they basically spilled the whole story to me. And they were very nice. Basically, what happened was the very lieutenant, Carney, that I was attempting to talk to today, or to discover his first name, had called up the pizza place, had instructed them to write on the box, Porky Pig Special, compliments of your friends at Weir PD, on all four boxes, and had ordered those over the phone and had them sent out. Actually, it was his buddy who picked up the pies from the pizza place and delivered them to... It wasn't their delivery man. They apparently don't have one. So, technically, the pizzas were in the police's hands before they came to the activists. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Andrew Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.